I've just been coughing and my throat is kind of like in pain.
Who did you make out with?
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I proudly present to you, for your listening pleasure, We Heart Music Radio. Brought to you by the good people at WeHeartMusic.com.
Hi, this is Mo with We Heart Music Radio. And
this is Christina with We Heart Music Radio.
You know, before we get to any of the music news, I think wrestling fans have suffered a sad day yesterday. I've learned that Macho Man Randy Savage was expired.
Yeah, in a car accident. And I told you before that I thought it was really weird because he was just sort of crazy figure. He'd become this crazy figure that I thought it would be some really over-the-top way that he died. It was shocking to me that it was, you know, he had a heart attack because he was involved in a car crash. And it didn't look like a serious, I don't know, was it a serious car crash? Because his wife's okay.
Yeah, his wife, basically no injuries or little to no injuries. I you know what, I was under the impression that he had a heart attack and then that resulted in a car accident.
Really? I thought it was that he had a car accident and that scared him, so he had a heart attack.
Oh my goodness.
Huh.
Wow, you know, there could be two ways of...
well, either way, it was sort of, I don't know, it was a more, a less than spectacular way to go for somebody who is so big like that. I just thought, I don't know, I thought it was going to be a really crazy way. No, it really did. I think Amelia had said that she thought he would have committed suicide. Yeah, something like that.
To see him as a depressant figure, but...
No, not depressed, but we all know that the Ultimate Warrior sort of is a little deranged, maybe. We can say that. He's really off his rocker. And I thought that I had the understanding that Macho Man had sort of gone a little, he'd become a bit more eccentric.
Huh.
Yeah, I thought he was a little bit more eccentric as he'd gotten older. He'd gotten a little, yeah.
Yeah, so, growing up in the, 80s and 90s, obviously we had WWF, but because of the Wildlife Foundation or whatever, they changed their name to WWE. But, I mean, obviously, I would say, grown up, that's what we watched. And what was the other, there was two professional wrestling ring. There was WWF and...
ECW?
And that's the one with Nature Boy and everybody, right?
Yeah, that's the one that was a little more low rent. But, yeah, and Hulk Hogan went over there, too, for a little while.
You know what? I might have mentioned this to you, but do you remember Glow, Gorgeous Ladies?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. I used to love that when I was a little kid, but I think that one was even more, wrestling a stage, obviously it's a play, but it was even more ridiculous, where it was even more unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we got the, farmer's daughter versus the, and there's all this backstories behind the, more like a soap opera with the,
Yeah, it was lightweight. When you compare to the other one, although there were dumb stories in the other one where people would chase each other with a chair into the bathroom or something. I mean, it's kind of dumb, but, and then they would like slap them, and then they would put fake blood on them, like they had something on their hand to put it on, and you could tell because it was so stupid looking.
Macho Man Randy Savage among the, basically one of the big wrestling, like the Rushmore of wrestling, which is Hulk Hogan.
Definitely Hulk Hogan and Macho Man.
Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant was a big one there. He was.
Bobby the Brain Heenan, or maybe?
No, well, wasn't he one of the managers? He's the manager.
He eventually became a manager, but he was a one-time...
Oh, really? I forgot. Wow. Okay. No, what about Ric Flair?
Oh, yeah, Ric Flair. The Dragon.
Yeah, this is so silly because... You know, I watched this in the 80s, and by the early 90s, I was like, ew, I don't want to watch this. I'm 14. I'm so cool, you know? So I pretty much quit it. But I still remember stuff. Whenever There's always like some Pavlovian effect when I listen to them. Like it's like you'll say, "Hey, Hacksaw Jim Duggan," and they'll be like, "Whoa," you know. So it's "Hey, Ric Flair," woo. I don't know. It's bad.
Yeah, and there's obviously is fake and is ridiculous, but I mean, there's just something about it that we love, right? I mean, what is it about wrestling?
Well, I thought that. As a kid, I thought it was very appealing to children because it was overly dramatic. It was, in a sense, it was a little fantastical. It was like sort. It wasn't just straight out sports. There was all this ridiculous drama and play to it, you know. So I can see how it was very appealing to children. I don't ever really understand how when you get older you still find it appealing because for me it became really annoying because as a child. I didn't see all the fake elements.
Well, the you know what it is, I think for guys especially, and we see it as really buff dudes, and they're kind of like almost a superhero status where you know they're flying off the rail or they're doing these impossible like things.
No, I understand that because I do. People sometimes want to take away from wrestlers that they're athletes. No, they are. They train a lot and they have to do sometimes like acrobatic moves and they have to be careful and they do hurt themselves a lot. A lot of them have back problems.
So, do you remember watching Macho Man Randy Savage, fighting against some of his competitor, including was he with in league with Jake the Snake, or was he?
I don't remember. I remember mostly, okay, when I think of him, I think of Miss Elizabeth,
Oh,
always with
his
him.
girlfriend, right, at the time, or
His,
wife?
she's actually married to him the whole time, but they did a marriage later on, like, oh, they're finally getting married, but they'd been married the entire time
Oh,
in real
yeah.
life. Yeah, so I remember him bringing out Miss Elizabeth, and it was like, oh, look at Miss Elizabeth. It was nice because she was one of the few women that was in wrestling.
Yeah, so some of his quirks is obviously his voice. I mean, he has a very distinctive, when you hear him, it's undeniably, Macho Man, right?
Yeah.
So do some impression of him.
No, you're the one that does impression and singing. I'm not doing that, oh yeah, and like, what is it, the Slim Jim thing? No, I'm not doing that.
Hey, I'm sick. I would do it, but my throat.
Do a little cough and be like, this is his Macho Man had a cold.
Oh, yeah.
I like his oh yeah, but then he would just continually talk like that. It's not if he just used his voice to say oh yeah like that, like people change their voice just to say one thing. No, he'd just continue talking like that.
Oh, yeah. You young punks today got nothing on the Macho Man Randy Savage and my generation, yeah, and all the legends, yeah, because I'm telling you, that's complete mental insanity, yeah. Let the WWE All-Star Video Game begin, yeah. The best of the best, and to hell with the rest, yeah. Pick the Macho Man Randy Savage if you will, yeah. And I guarantee you will be victorious forever and a day, yeah, you will. Because I am the world's greatest wrestling superstar legend of all time, of all time, of all time, oh yeah. Because I am the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey. Space is the place, sky's the limit, yeah, that's the deal. Greatest matchups of all time haven't happened yet. No, they haven't. Until now. Well, everybody say, oh, yeah!
Out.
Anyway, so this is the post show, by the way. So let's have something a little fun. I've been watching Game of Thrones on HBO. They are on their sixth episode, which is airing tonight. So I get to find out what happens to a previous episode, I guess.
How many episodes are in this first series?
I am assuming it's a regular HBO series, which runs about like 12 episodes a year. They're not like a full season where, say, 24 has 24 episodes. HBO tend to be more like half of...
Well, I think that on cable, they always have half or almost less than that. Something, depending on the show, like usually about 10 to 12. And sometimes, like, Walking Dead only had six,
right.
And, you know. So, yeah, they don't have as many episodes, but it's good because they still have really tight stories, which is much better than what you see on regular TV.
So this show is based on a series of books written by George R.R. Martin, who is a bit of a fantasy geek.
And I will say it again that I was like, this is based on like some nerd series or something. That's what I said.
So I'll give you a little highlight of the series, because I started reading the book and kind of doing more research on it. And are you familiar with any of the D&D, like Winterhaven, you know, fantasy series?
I'm familiar with them. I've never played them or anything like that, but I know them. Yes.
They're kind of grounded in reality, and yet there's this kind of weird, like, I mean, in this world, there's dragons, but what the series does really well here is that you're kind of told about these things, but you're not, you don't actually see it, you know? Let me start from the beginning, okay? A lot of times when characters are introduced, it's not like Nicolas Cage walking on the set and then suddenly, you know, you know, everybody knows what he's all about, you know?
Right.
Well, this one character, I don't know his name, but he is like a black knight or something. And the first time you see him, he's in like a jousting gear. And then the introduction is that one of the guys are talking about that knight. And he was saying how, like, when he was young, he basically scarred his brother's face. So, and then you get to see his brother, and half his face is burnt off. And then, like, you're like, oh my god, this guy is like an animal. And you don't see the guy's face either. He's behind his jousting gear.
Right.
And then in the episode after that, he's at a joust and he lost the joust. And instead of like being a good loser, not a loser, but you know what I mean? Like he takes his two-handed sword and he chops the head of his horse off. That was like the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
What? That's excessive.
Anyway, there's a lot of characters in this series. My favorite so far is definitely the dwarf or the midget.
No, that's
I'm sorry,
that's
little person.
No, you're talking about Peter Dinklage, who is an awesome actor.
He is an amazing actor. He's
really good. I like, you know, I've been hearing about him for a long time because he got a lot of attention doing indie work, and then I saw him in Nip Tuck, and he was so good. He's just great. I love him. And I had actually mentioned this to someone yesterday. We were talking about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, which is, you know, it's one of my favorites. It stands up. And
who's that girl that's in there? Is it like Phoebe Cates?
Oh, there's Phoebe Cates, yes, that everybody loves.
Oh, God.
You know, she's aged rather well. She's very pretty still. She owns a store in Manhattan. I'm not really sure where it is. I've never gone.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. So yes, I know that scene. Everybody loves that. So you know the guy Damone, the guy who impregnates the. Hey, we're ruining. If this goes on, we're ruining the story for everybody. But the one that impregnates Jennifer Jason Leigh's character.
What about him?
He's actually the actor was in The Runaways, which is really nice to see. I recognize his voice anywhere. He has this particular way of talking, this low voice, and I'm like, wait a minute, and I was like, oh crap, and then I tell my friend, and I'm like, oh my god, that's the guy from Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He's like, which one? And he's like, oh my god, because he's, you know, he's an old guy now, he's an older guy, he's like, what, 50 something?
He still looks the same, or?
Well, you can identify him once you realize it's him, but he's an older guy. He plays the music teacher, Joan Jett's music teacher. So yeah, so he's only there for like 2 minutes, but it was like, wow, I never thought I'd see him in anything again. Not because of his abilities, just because they never cast anybody. So yeah, so that was kind of cool. So another reason to go see The Runaway.
When you smile and hold out your hand, it's the only thing that's real in my life. And I can't stand tears in your eyes. After all that we've been through and sacrificed, and I know it's late, but I've just gotta try to make you